Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I assist you today?
Vicki, is this Rarity products or gadgets?
Yes, sir. That is one of the merchants that we provide customer service
okay.
for, sir. How can I assist you?
The reason I was calling, my credit card company called us and was holding our account because of something we allegedly bought from you, and, and we, for the life of us, can't remember what it was. I'm not saying we didn't buy it.
Right.
We just have. Can you help me find out what it is we bought?
Certainly, sir. Can you give me your zip code and I can locate an account?
Yeah, 66434. The name is Roger and Kay Rankin.
Okay. 66434?
66434 in Kansas,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I have a Roger Rankin, and could you please, for security purposes on the account, verify that shipping address for me?
Yeah, it's 500 Kickapoo, Hiawatha, Kansas.
And I thank you for that information, sir. And it looks like you guys did pay $595 for a Vibe watch on the 10th of February.
A Vibe watch?
It's one of the watches that, like, monitors your heart rate, your steps, blood pressure. It counts your steps. It doubles as the you can use it with your phone. In other words, it was an offer for a watch. Okay, how about some ear pods? I see $595 was paid for the watch, and they attempted to pay $595 for some Vibe pods. They're the ear pods that link up with the watch and your phone.
No, I did buy the watch, but not the other.
Well, the pods actually got declined by the bank. I see where the
So I mean, my charge on that should have been like $597.
$597 is exactly what it was.
Yeah. So how do we get up to $69.97? Is what I'm.
Okay, the $69.97, Mr. Rankin, was the end of trial price for the Vibe watch. It was a trial, and the $5.97 simply paid for the shipping. And from the day that you paid the shipping, which was the 10th, you had 14 days. So the trial ended on the 14th.
Oh, well, you see, really. The trouble was none of this was said in there. This is one of those things where you take a survey and they give you a list of things you can take.
Okay.
And I thought my wife, you know, she might kind of like that watch. I thought $597, I'm willing to pay the shipping for that, you know.
Right, right.
But they never told me anything about it being a trial. So I think I'm going to decline to pay that, you know, because I think they kind of pulled one over on me there. We still have the watch. I'd be glad to return it. But
okay. Let me see what how this particular. This is a call center. We answer the phones for several merchants. Could I ask you, Mr. Rankins, just to give me a minute and let me see what their return policy is?
Sure. Take your time. I appreciate you helping us work it out.
Oh, certainly, sir. It's my pleasure. One moment, please.
You said this was a trial. You had 14 days to see if you won, and then if you did. And none of this was said on there. I'll tell you what. I'll tell Mr. Sheldon. I'll say you send me a return thing. And I don't know yet why they did, but they were right.
Okay, Mr. Rankins, it states that it says I can offer you a 35% discount of that EOT, which is the end of trial charge, meaning that.
Ma'am, let me just interrupt you here.
Okay,
we have two choices here. If they'll pay the postage back, I'll be happy to return it. But. Otherwise, I guess I don't even want it because I feel like I've kind of been hoodwinked on this thing because they didn't give me any of this thing about a trial.
Yes, sir. I do understand.
Yeah. So So if, you know, I'm not trying to steal the thing, but I feel like they kind of pulled the wool over my eyes, and I say, I don't think she's even open to watch up yet, you know. But so like I say, if they'll send us something to return it, we'll be happy to. Otherwise, I'm going to say you cheated me, so you're just out, you know. So
that's yay. Kind of nasty, I mean. No, it's not really, because here are the options that then I can, if you don't want the 35% refund, it's not going to offer you a 50% refund. And if you were to decline that, it says that you have to, there's a $9.95 restocking fee.
No.
Right. Okay.
No, they're going to have a hard time getting any money out of me now because they made me mad. You know, because like I say, I was playing fair with them. I gave them
right.
$5.95, and then they put a whole different bunch of things on it. So they're the ones that are being sneaky, not me. And I feel like I'm okay. Like I say, I'll send it back to them, I'll send it back to them COD. But I don't even have an address where to go to it. You know.
Okay, let me see how I figured it. Okay, so it's saying not to issue an RMA number and to extend the trial out, and they want
I don't really want the trial. I mean, the whole thing's turned sour in my mouth now.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. So. All I can do is at this juncture, sir, is suggest that, and I may be doing it wrong procedurally, but
Well, I think you're trying to be fair. I mean, I'm not blaming you for this. It's just,
yes, sir. I'm just trying to figure out, because if they're saying to send the watch back, I understand you don't want to pay the postage.
I don't even know where to send it. You know?
Okay, I can give you the address to where to send it back, but then it's stating not to issue an RMA number, so I don't... Let me see.
That'd be the return merchandise.
Authorization number. Very good. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. If you were to return it, it would be going to 2066 North Capitol Avenue.
I see. I better write this down.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, get a pen for me and write with you on it.
How long have you been married, sir?
Hang on just a second. We'll get some paper. And...
Okay.
Yeah, I can get you a pen, yeah. Okay, now you can give that to me. Just go slow and I'll tell my wife.
Okay. The return address is going to be 2066.
2066.
North, but just the letter N.
North.
Capital with an O.
Ooh, what was that now?
Capital is 2066 North Capitol, but Capitol is spelled with an O instead of an A.
Okay. Capitol. C-A-P, honey. I-T-O-L.
Right. And Capitol Avenue.
Capitol Avenue. Okay.
Yes,
Avenue.
Sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it's Suite 3010, 3010.
3010.
And that's going to be in San Jose.
San Jose.
California, of course. 95132.
Yes, California, CA, honey. And then what was the zip code?
95132.
95132.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a name that you mean Rarity Gadgets?
I would give it, the product name is Hype Watch, so either that or what you said or the Hype Watch, which should suffice.
Okay.
They know their products.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I guess we can put it in a little box and send it COD and see what happens. You know?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If it's not open, is it still in the original packaging?
I think she took it out of the box.
Okay.
She didn't know what was in it.
I was just gonna say I would just stick it back in the box, put some postal tape on it, that clear tape, and put return to sender on it.
Yeah, I may do that yet. You know?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you might tell them if you talk to them that we're going to...
I'll make a note in the account that you are refunding it.
Yeah.
And let me see, in terms of your account, let me go ahead.
We're, going to tell the credit card company not to pay that, you know.
Yes, sir. I understand that 100%. And let me cancel out your order so there'll be no, once I cancel this order out, Mr. Rankin, they will stop attempting to collect it.
Okay.
So let me cancel that out and give you a cancellation number, and that'll stop them from trying to collect, you know.
Okay, the cancellation number is what?
Then I have to, it's about to generate. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
let's see. It says canceled. Let me make sure everything is closed. So, okay, let's, now this will ensure that there'll be no more shipping or billing to your account.
Okay,
it is, your cancellation number, Mr. Rankin, is going to be C as in cancel.
C?
Mm-hmm. 23. F as in Frank.
S?
F as in Frank.
Wait, F as in Frank. Okay.
Okay. 631.
631.
E like echo.
Echo E.
C like cancel.
C.
Zero.
Zero.
One.
One.
That's your cancellation number.
Let me just read that to you to make sure.
Certainly.
That's C23F631EC01.
That's it, Mr. Rankin.
Okay. Good enough. All righty. Well, we'll see what happens. And I thank you for your attention.
Yes, sir, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You guys have a very good evening and stay safe.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.